Roman mission, final mission here, are Jesus, even after Jesus himself, he is glorified, and glorified. Amen. Matthew 1:1, supernatural help. I think we should round this up today. Supernatural help, how is that something the teaching on Thursday and on Sunday together? I'm trying to do that. Amen. Supernatural help. So he said, how do you handle scripture is very, very important. How do you handle scripture is very, very important. How do you handle your Bible? How do you handle your Bible? When it comes to reading. Hallelujah. Well, I told you that the way, studying of scripture is called worship. Worship, right? It's called worship. So, if it is worship, if that comes to how I read, it's reading the Bible. That act of studying, that act of reading is called worship. Hallelujah. So that means by studying wrong, my worship will be wrong. My worship of God will be wrong. Hallelujah. It's worship to God. Hallelujah. So I must be a king as well. We are always well and we do not by serving God. Hallelujah. You know, in those days, in the days in that era, the time of Jesus and the apostles, how they read scripture in listen. When they read scripture is when they come together, right? To the synagogue to read. Then if you don't want to have a personal scripture, you don't have your own personal, like you have a Bible to do. No, they go to the copy machine. They go to the computer. So people not learn to read Bible by copying. So you go, right? And you copy. You see that? That's the act of reading. You will write to you. You will copy. You see that? You will copy. You have to copy correctly and read correctly. You see that? So you now have more in your household. You need to read it together in your household. You need it together. That's the reason. But like I told us that his application is God's plan. That's what, have I told us that? Right? It's God's plan. And that is worship. His application. That act of his application scriptures. God means it's worship. Amen. 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 Today. Today. Carrying your meaning. Genuinely. To go and buy Bible. It is an act of fact. Today. Not having it in your home. Home Bible is not Bible. As you are reading your Bible, just say, can you finally what you do? Not to study you before, and then what you can you finally what you do? Tell me, I finish another one drop. I forgot to buy this one. Come. The tongues are tearing at me with it. Amen. So, how do you read Bible is important. So, we got, we look at three kinds of vision. We say the three parts we look at the branch vision. Right? We have the bias and then we go from the ground and look at the fast. There is some reason. Hallelujah. There is some reason. So, when somebody will mean you read everything, and also somebody will give the teaching, importantly, it must be systematic. Systematic. And it must not mean details. It must be systematic and it must mean details. That also, you must be skip details. Hallelujah. Amen. tonight. In open class, I must be detached from where the authors of life is from. With some reason, I must be detached. Now, stop. Let me see who has been following you this year. Stop. But I said you mustn't get detached from where the authors of life is from. From our previous teaching last year, where does that teaching in you can pause? Where does that teaching in our mode of interpretation? You understand me? So we must understand what in their world. So we understand the cultural connotation, cultural context of words in their world. That's what I want to say. Amen. So how are words used? You are going to ask the same question and outside. Hallelujah. So, he said, you must not be yet the type of where you from. Every prophet is interpreting the previous prophet. He said that. Amen. Every prophet is interpreting the previous prophet. Daniel was interpreting Jeremiah. Jeremiah, Azariah. Azariah, like that. Give that Azariah and Moses. So they were interpreting the previous prophet. So Jesus was reading from the 39 books. What they are saying. Amen. The writers of the Synoptics were writing the account of Jesus reading from the 39 books. In the book of Acts, they have the 39 books and the Synoptics. What I mean Synoptics there in oral form. They had the incarnation of Jesus together with the 39 books. Their teachings have the book of Acts, right? The book of Acts, the four Gospels, right? And the 39 books. Hope you understand that. So that means in Bible study, you have to keep reading backwards. Keep reading backwards. So Matthew opens up in Matthew 1:1. It says the book of the Genesis of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. It says the book of Genesis is the book of sonship. Hallelujah. So he wants you not to be detached and writing the incarnation of Jesus. And he says he is the son of David, making you see that Jesus is God. When you use the word son there, you have to ask yourself, what is the cultural context, connotation of that word son? You go back to Genesis and see that in Genesis, son is called seed. You see that? Amen, seed. And when you use the word seed, it refers to what God through the meaning of man. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And it's very vital to see that. So look at some of those things yesterday also. So that Jesus is God. That's what he said when he called him the son of David. He's God. He goes to Matthew 1:21 and says to Joseph concerning Jesus. He said, and she shall be put his son in me, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people. He calls him here in his name of his God, Yahweh Yashar. You see that? Yahweh Yasha, who will save his people. Savior. You see that? And that is the name reserved for God. The name reserved for God. Hallelujah. Savior. How they will be the Yahweh Yasha. The Yahweh Yasha is the Dabal language. You see that? So what is Matthew writing for you to say? He's writing for you to see that Jesus is God. He's the Savior spoken about in Genesis. Malachi. Oh, you're coming in. Hallelujah. Mark 1. Mark is the beginning of true Mark. Mark 1. Verse 1. It is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So it is the word Son of God. Is it Son of God? Or is the Son of God? Who is the mother? You are listening to our teaching. When I start saying, amen, you will be using words in your world, and that means you are not what? Right. Right? You are not right. Because words are not using the word for. So when I say subject, it means the seed of God. Right? The seed of God. I told you, son should be with functionality. I taught you that, right? When the son of God, it means with a function. Hallelujah. So you must always see that. Hallelujah. So he is God. Mark writes and he is God. He was supposed to show you how to go into the see in Malachi to see Jesus as the messenger and also see John as the messenger's messenger. Do you see that? Amen. Making you see that Jesus is the Lord of the covenant. Amen. The messenger of the covenant. And then go to the end of verse 3. How to read your Bible? Don't get detached. Go back. You have to keep going backwards. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
So we have John. John also, we call Jesus God. We call him the Word, the Jabbar. The beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was God. The same was the beginning of God. Hallelujah. All things were made by him. So that means creation by was done by the Word, the Jabbar. You see that? Then in verse 14, he now says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So what is he saying? He's saying Jesus that you see is God of Israel. God of Moses and Israel. He is the creator in Genesis. What are you going to do? Amen. This is the creator in Genesis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, listen. I'm wanting to get detached. So, we began looking at how did God create man? We said, God created man to be what? To be what? To be dependent on him. What about God created man? God created man to be dependent on him. Genesis 2:18. Genesis 2:18. He says, the Lord said, it is not good. It is not good that man should be alone. It is not good. So what is not good? Man said to me, I will make him and help me. Help me, there is no woman. Help me, there is you himself. God will help me. Hallelujah. Amen. See that? Are you hearing me? You are not helping me. You are not helping me to manage. I heard something different that I said rubbish. See, God said, woman should not love a man. Any man that should not be man, woman should submit to man. You are not man. Men should not submit. In fact, men go not man. Husband, men go man. Brother, submit to your wife. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. man be in you. What is the solution? Life. God said, this is life. God said, this is life. Amen. Amen. So, the solution of God to find himself as the answer. In life. When Adam and Eve went left or were sent out of the garden, then they see, what did God see? They see that promise of the same seed. You hear that? Amen. The promise of the same seed. Showing you that the solution to man's problem is what? That is the logos. Therefore, we can say the logos is God's help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The logos is God's help. Hallelujah. What men shall do to me. You see that? What men shall do that will not change. Hallelujah. Wow. The Lord is my helper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said we can always expect help from God. Psalms 121. Psalms 121. The psalmist will say, I will look up to the hills. I will lift up my hands unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Say, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. I will look up to the hills. Now, remember, I told you when you talked about, when you spoke about look up to the hills, yes, it's referring to the supernatural, right? And I said, the Garden of Eden was when Moses wrote about the Garden of Eden, it was put in the supernatural world context, right? The Garden of Eden was, you know, it was put in a supernatural context, one was put in a huge mountain-like context. I mean, context, where you find the water flowing from down into the nations. Isn't that down into the nations? Glory to God. To make you see that that Eden is a hill and is used for the supernatural. What they're thinking is used for the supernatural. So hills that is used for the supernatural. Moses went up into the hill, went up into the mountain, and instead he went up to heaven. Then that, so heaven, like he said to us, the Bible is not used for the place where dead, where people die and go to. Heaven is used for the place we live in. Hallelujah. It's not used for where people die and go to the hill. Hallelujah. He that keepeth Israel So he's talking about presence. Is that presence? So that means we can receive help every day. We can expect help every day. Glory to God. We can expect that God will always show up to help us. We can expect help from God. We can trust Him to help us. Glory to God. You see, that is why we are believers. I don't believe that because, you know, man will want to trust his head, what he can do. But you know, you are meant to trust God. Because you know He's going to use you. Hallelujah. And He's going to lead you. And He's going to help you. He's going to show up for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love what the dear man of God calls. He calls God the perfect help in times of need. Hallelujah.
He
shows up at the right time. God doesn't understand. God doesn't have African time. God shows up at the right time. Hallelujah. Okay, Andrew. God shows up at the right time. And He's showing up for us at the right time. Hallelujah. Look at God is a master helper. Look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 1. Corinthians 1, and then verse 8, it says, "For we did not, brethren, have the ignorance of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were put out of misery, and then strengthened so much, and we despair even of life. With that, we pressed so hard, that means they had trouble, they had tribulation, they were persecuted, that's what it means. The sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who is the death. Hallelujah. So, because that if someone ever couldn't trust in themselves, but in God, this man, the death would deliver us from so great a death. Is this illusion or what is happening to them? What's happening to them? You see that? Amen. Amen. They have a stressful life. God delivered us. He says, who delivered us? From so great a death and don't deliver. He not said it's just for them. He said, it is easy to deliver. Amen. Amen. God is the master deliverer. Amen. He's the master. I feel that he's the champion. Amen. Not somebody who paid their way to win a cup of yesterday. He's the champion. Nobody paid their way to me, man. They went to drive their elder brother to make them win. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Amen. So, we deliver them, we deliver them, and we feed them to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God! by the entrance of the body, you know, God is the deliverer. God is the deliverer. If you use this also technique, that doesn't mean you man go and do just think to yourself, think to people to be fine, you will be fine, you will be fine, know him. But that they know it, you must know him. You are the God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So last week, we saw that it can happen. That means God can show up in a spectacular format, right? In a spectacular way. So don't close your mouth. And the way God helps is supernatural. So whether it's spectacular or otherwise, it is what? Supernatural. Right? So that means we cannot close our hearts to things. Remember, I said, you don't tell how God should help you. You just trust Him to help you. Amen. Amen. That means we are still receiving the instructions of angels. In our world, in our time, then by that, yes! Does God send angels to help you? Yes! Remember, I did say, did you see this command to me? There are two different things. There is God who sent angels to me. Hallelujah! Okay, follow me. Yes! God sent them. Show up to God! Hallelujah! We saw Peter. The angel showed them. Peter thought he was free. He thought he was a good dream. And Peter got out of the city. Say, I'm out of prison. Oh, glory to God! Hallelujah! The same thing killed. That was how James was killed. He was going to be killed on Passover. And it looked like a dream. He just, something just, he said when he got to the front gate, he opened on his own accord. He got to the gate that leads to the outer city, everything on his own accord. He checked out on his own accord. Ah! Your eyes was opened. Ah, your whole life is gone. Where are you telling me that? Where are you telling me gone?
No. Out you go, out you go. Asia. Feel it again? Amen.
Yes.
Hold on, Silas. Change to the ground. That will say they pray. Hallelujah. And they stand and they pray. And what happened? Asia showed up. Hallelujah. There was battling all around. Earthquake. Busted all the chains from them. All the prison gates were opened. And the demon was crying about to kill himself. And Paul said, hey, don't do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. What is this happening? Spectacular, right? All that is jolly business. Spectacular. But no one is supernatural. I'm talking less of this in the church. They are going loud. Hallelujah. Those days are not good. The days of God's help is not over. God is still helping us. And will keep helping us. Hallelujah. We will keep God going to help us. And we trust Him to help us. And we are open to His help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, most times, many people don't want to recognize these things. You just think that it just happened like that. It is not God. Glory to God. It's God. No, I give you guys an example of someone who was kidnapped in Port Harcourt. That was around 2004. Amen. Amen. I don't know the person closely, but I heard of this story because the person gave it a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. So they were kidnapped. I heard what happened. Those days when they were kidnapping in Port Harcourt. And then they took them inside. They were inside the thick bush. Going inside. So they found them. I guess they were using some medium for rituals and things like that. But you know, these guys said, you are clean. You are clean and clean. Hallelujah. So when you were getting closer to their door, and they began to hear noise from the windows. They began to hear noise as though they were soldiers, that like as if they were soldiers shooting. But they know that thing was deep inside. As though they were soldiers shooting. So those guys that were there began to, they were confused. They were confused. They know what to do. So you know, the effort that they were on, all of them are increasing prisoners to be led to a set free. So everybody was just running. They have to run until they ran to the meter. They ran to the meter before they come back to the school. Yes. To get there. Hallelujah. Amen. What happened to be a soldier? And that was part of why the person was killed, because he died in charge of the country. Hallelujah. Then God killed you. God did what? Continue. What do you think was causing that noise? They didn't see any soldier. There was no soldier. What do you think was happening? Supernatural thinker. Supernatural thinking in our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Supernatural happened. But many times people don't even become. Let the people not talk to God. Come on. Let God and God. But yet, God will be sure. And I say to us, the Lord of words, sometimes it will cause your heart to pray in a certain direction. Pray. It may not be a lot of stuff. Pray in that direction. Hallelujah. Sometimes you pray for someone, you're going to get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can go for someone, stop that to someone that I knew. You guys got this thing without this information. It happened on day. A young lady on the Sunday after church is on his way. Was kidnapped alongside some children in Lagos. Lagos on the Sunday. When he was a kid, I was the evangelism leader. Kid from the school. The evangelism leader and the student. I was the student. Yes, I don't know if I can imagine it. So the spirit was that we that come from something, some children. So the way that we walk them up inside we are not trying to have to pray, we have to pray and pray. So the door was locked. She came banging the door. The door was locked tight. She went to the rest of the house to look what was locked. She came out and was banging the door. Trying to open the door. That's why. It was still lying there. What I'm banging the door. What I'm opening the door. I thought she got there to grab the door. Open the door. Open the door. Haha. Grandpa. That was the best thing to do. I should just do it. I'm telling you, this is what the man has done. What can I do? What do you do? That she carried the children out. That she be carrying. Oh, yeah. You know, they call fancy. I don't want to forget your shoe. Your shoe is too much. Hallelujah. How do you think that happened? That's supernatural. Amen. Amen. That's supernatural. Something has happened. She didn't see it. She didn't know it. But it's gone. You did not die. What are you doing? Sometimes, you know, someone can do this. Whenever I say love the brethren, I'm getting there. Someone can do this so that the Lord is stirring your heart to pray in the direction you want to be on that path. Pray. Okay, I'm going to pray. Those that will do it tomorrow, you can be walking on the street and then your heart is sent to pray. That's why you are born of the spirit. Take it up. Take it up immediately. Amen. Remember, I told you yesterday, prayer is God that only. For that, give God that safe hand to smoke the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Something is happening to someone. Right? To someone. Maybe close to you. Maybe you give yourself. Maybe I'm going to tell you how to pray. Maybe you're loved. what you are praying about. You don't know what language you are. Keep it up in prayer. All that we are doing is the story in time. Some of you who have been around for a while now, you must have read that long time ago. Of a woman who was telling someone, and then, actually telling people, and then her heart was bruised to pain. And then she just had that nurse to pray. So she just took it up and prayed in her market space. And she prayed so much, so loud in tongues. She prayed so much, so loud in tongues. So much! You know, at that point when she was praying, robbers were in their house. So you know, I've heard it from you, right? Robbers were in her house. They robbed everything in her sitting room. You know what? They didn't leave the house for 1 year. They packed everything and put it in the container. You know, God help us. We just need to spare her to pray. What happened, nobody can tell us to yourself, remember. What they left of them. What they heard was taught. What did they put in the kitchen? When the government went to the kitchen, some left them. Everything was well packed to them. You didn't leave with one thing. That is God. Can you believe that? God is a super helper. He is a super helper. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So when you are in that point of distress, it's not the time to be scared. It's not the time to be afraid. Hallelujah. You know the time to cry. No, but actually, it's a time to stay glued to the confession of God's word. It's a time to just stay glued to the confession of God's word. It's a time to cry. Oh God, 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 when you told that then you go. that year called me to tell me to and when she got out, you know, years back she was in school. When she got out, that was when she learned that they were not just good bodies in this thing. She put her passport in my ear and they refused to visit. And when they are, they did not know the only thing. They did not know the other star and they did not know the other. When you are telling me, I told her, you know what? They didn't see the thing. They were just playing. They didn't know that that was the only thing. They only ghosts. I know what my father has done. They have turned the door to the snake to die. So they didn't go again. That is God. God is a master hell. Not a God is the master hell. Nobody helps like him. Amen. Nobody helps like God, the master. He always will show. Hallelujah. He always will show. Always does show. We need to recognize it. Hallelujah. 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 God will always show. We always show. Amen. Master class will show you. Super show of might. I will show up for deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, it will always be supernatural. The word of God always be supernatural. Like I said to you last week, many times, you will use human agents. And if you want that, you will do easily do what is speaking. In what speaking.
Help me come to the Lord. Hallelujah.
the last time ever. When you speak to me, you reject. You can reject, you reject, you talk to somebody else. Amen. Amen. God will use this. Amen. You will not use all these facts. I'm going to splash up. To help you to be that. So that notion you always have, or we used to have from Paul say, the unbeliever can never help me. My help is from God. The unbeliever, I'm here to the unbeliever. The unbeliever can never help me. It's rubbish. Rubbish. What are you doing? Amen. God will use men to help you. Amen. Amen. So can I have the right people who help you? Amen. But God will only use people to help you. I must always recognize that this is God. Glory to God. I have someone who has been born again. He said he saw somebody who was drinking, helping the person. And when the person showed up, he said, I don't have option, no, I need help you because those guys, they believe in drink more than even in God. Then, so God, I didn't like to drink because so you're not going to drink. And help you. Big time. Big time. Glory to God. Help him big time. About God. Hallelujah. God is me. Because of that, I'm going to walk through something. God used Abraham to rescue Lot. In Genesis. And then, when Lot was captured, Abraham went. On Abraham's way back, that was when he met Melchizedek. Abraham went to fight for Lot and kill people for Lot. So God used Abraham. Use that to rescue Lot. God used Moses to bring down the children of Israel from Egypt. Do you know that? God will always use men. But sometimes we don't see God in those men that we need. Don't see that in God. And because of that, he used us. It did not happen. Amen. It did not happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will help us. Sometimes he can, he just needs to pray and then listen to his instruction. This happened to me, and I believe, I have to say, this happened to me, maybe because I'm teaching you on this topic. You know, one time as pastors, don't allow you to go through something at some point when you are dealing with something and teaching them. And it has to be that. So, for a while, I've been going through some little stuff, some little challenges, you know? And it started off the week ahead of me. So, you know, I kept saying, God is my help. That's what God is my help. God is my help. So, what please? I was then led up, led by the Holy Ghost, that came to speak to someone. To just talk to someone about X, Y, Z. So I spoke to the person. I just took it up. And stood up, choose someone to me. Honor of the dance, within the gym, within the exercise, do something to me. And the person was about to take 2 months to approve. Person, I can't do this. Move this down. And I want you. And now the person has been holding me back when I'm going through. Now, because I know this is God, and this is hell. Right? Then I can just say I'm down, I'm just doing my job. No. So first of all, I just want you to know. I see your help in this. Hallelujah, that I see your help in this. I've seen what you are doing, and I've seen that you are not my help in that. Have something from your wisdom. Giving you the same gift to this person. No, you don't see my worship, I understand you. That I told you. not denying that the same thing was happening. I don't know how good I was at this, I'm going to have an attempt. I said to myself, thank you, Commissioner. But I did not know, and I know how to respond when I see it. And I look at others. He got up. Hallelujah. Got up. So you can have God there. There is this evil in men, human. What is God doing? Who cares? I just know that God is going to help me. How? I don't know. I know God is going to help me. Amen. I keep praying. I have not shut my windows. Amen. I come up and I say, God, thank you for today. I know I receive your help today. Hallelujah. My brothers are receiving your help for the to be able to mourn for you. Hallelujah. Go to the little door. Hallelujah. Everyone, look at Moses. Who would have thought God was going to use Moses? For God, you? To Israel. Amen. So many times the people God will use to help you are not perfect people. All you want is to be fair. Hallelujah. Amen. God will always give you help. Wisdom to you. Look at Paul. Paul in Romans 15. Look at Paul in Romans 15. Some believers. Don't get our believers back in Romans 15. My left. I call it the hall of fame of hell. Amen. The hall of fame of hell. Hall of fame of false apostles. People who have been on hell. So Paul used the whole two chapter to people who have been on hell to his ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I commend unto you, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is in Cancilla. He said, that here you see her in the world as becoming saint, and that here assist her in whatever business she needs of you, for she has been a succor. That was succor then, which has been a God. Hallelujah. She has been a succor of men and myself also. So Paul said, this one has helped me. I mean, it's sick. It's suffer. Someone I can't rely on. Dependent. That is good deliverance. Hallelujah. Deliver. That is good we should do. Deliver. All our believers should be able to depend. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you something shortly now. Hallelujah. So, as many of God's doing together, I suppose that in my mind, I will do it together. Hallelujah. So you two have believers. Many to be of him. To my God. Don't shut your doors. When you call me, you give me 5 minutes. Hallelujah. I have always be open to help others. Sometimes when God needs you, your help to help someone is in pain. So that time, at that point, you might not even know the person, but you know, that is you being of help. Beyond just turn your heart to pray. Amen. Amen. God is using you as a point of contact to help someone. Hallelujah. Don't talk to me. Don't put that in the mouth of the Amen. Amen. Some people are like that. For example, let me give an example now. Let's say, okay, you give me a sweet example to me. She said, my man is working with two women. After I got the new one. Man is working with two women. And then, she had an opportunity. To use to help. And this is traveling. I want to the Lord.
Sometimes you know the meaning of having to say something to someone to show a certain kind of help to someone.
half of that, the Lord is leading me to apologize. If I'm doing too much more than God made me, I'm going to realize it. If I'm doing too much more than God made me, fashion you, and be aware. If God has made it in your heart, tell me, leave this man, leave that in Sapara. Yeah, like I said, the man of God doesn't need me, the man of God is boxed up. You can buy me better. But you know what I do, right? Don't close your heart. That's what I think. Don't close your heart. Don't say, don't be done on people too. God can use any and everyone. So why would you then do it to me? Why would you then spoil the way? Sometimes we by our own bad habits and what the world teaches, now start dancing the way. When everybody around is now your enemy, what can God now lead them to? Yes, that man is not God's more and a believer. But what if the people are there and not believers? I don't know the truth of God for them. He is bad habits, bad habits to stop them. No, speak for believers. Now, just you can allow bad acts to spoil both the believer. Whether you had bad experience with that person before, and that person is returning for support, please do. Don't just take that person to make things to shoot them. Amen. Because you are representing God in church. You have the character of God. When the young man can't pass for us, man was in sin. God showed us. Man rejected God, God didn't give up on man. The fact that someone has hurt you doesn't mean you can't get the person. Amen. You don't say evil with evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, we don't allow past experience to with other people. Some of us have past experience with people. Because of that, now if someone else coming with the same kind of, around the same storyline, you don't shut your doors. No. What are you doing? Some of us don't even give money to people who come to help them get some money. Some of that deep loss of money. No, no. Amen. You are one of God. What are you doing? Don't allow past experiences with people. Past experience you've had concerning people or dead concerning people who should make you shut up your doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Galatia 6. This should be the three or the penultimate Bible that we read. Galatia 6. Let us do good to all men. Did you see that? All men. Did you see some people? Did you see only believers? Do good to all men. Hallelujah. In that sense, especially. So that means when you do good to all men, you can also mark. No, there are some bad. There are some bad when you read books, you go there. Some places are bold. Who is the bold man? Especially those who are of what? Has no good. Help them as though they don't have an option. Who are you? A believer comes now and there's a long queue. And you know you can help that believer out of that queue. Help.
Jimmy, let me help you out.
Protection. And if you want, you will
Amen. By that God has given you the gift. And God is ready. Again, it's one that is like the car. That is the gift of God. Keep our confession of God. God is my helper. Hallelujah. God is my helper. You see, Lord, he helps me. Hallelujah.